The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed in the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. There are several new innovations being explored and applied in the different levels of consciousness, be it in the physical, emotional, mental, and/or spiritual realm. We will explain and compare these new healing elements to help improve the quality of life for you and your loved ones. Now, here is Dr. Michael Cudlis.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis, your host for Speaking of Health, Kalamazoo chiropractor, and most interested in helping you help yourself. Throughout our program so far, we've been talking about health, what it really is, and how it can be applied. And we talked about the health balance, rest, exercise, good nutrition, positive mental attitude, spinal integrity. And today we have a show all about spinal integrity, but also one that embraces all levels of health, physical, emotional, mental, all of those elements that go into what make you a multidimensional human and as healthy as you can be. So that idea of spinal integrity is most important, and being able to deal with the body on a way to keep it as healthy as possible. Rest, exercise, good nutrition, positive mental attitude. All of those things, along with spinal integrity, a healthy nervous system, so that your body can stay in proper communication with itself, all are important in allowing you to express who you are as a total human being. Your optimal health, your optimal expression on this planet. We live in a society where you're either considered healthy or sick, like somehow sickness is an opposite of health, when in reality, health as a process means that even when you're sick, you have some level of health. And with that level of health, you can build on it or you can watch your health slip away. And slipping away seems to be what's going on here in our country. And we need to take a look at that and make sure that does not happen. And so one of our guests today, Dr. Dick Versendahl, is a master chiropractor. He's been with us for a long time. He's been in practice over 50 years. He's a master technician, and he's also a developer of a process called contact reflex analysis, a functional chiropractic technique that allows us actually through the process of energetics of the body to evaluate and improve your levels of health on a multidimensional plane. Dr. Versendahl, are you with us today?
Yes, I am. Thank you for inviting me to your program. It's exciting. I'm on a lot of radio programs and TV programs, and thank you for inviting me. So let's get started and entertain those listeners.
I really appreciate you coming here. I'm glad you're here. Can you give us an idea? Now, you've been a chiropractor for over 50 years. Is that correct?
I have been a chiropractor and an educator and a coach and a teacher and for 53 years.
53 years. That is spectacular.
Yeah.
And how did you get interested in chiropractic?
Well, I got interested at 13 years of age. My mother raised 12 children. And my mother became a mother at 13 years of age when her mother died giving birth to her sixth child. And that child lived. And so my mother raised all of her mother's five children to adulthood. And then my mother, by the time she was 40 years of age, had raised those children plus five more of hers. At age 43, my mother gave birth to me and my twin sister, and like her mother, she had a heart attack giving birth to us two, but she lived. But she became immediately an invalid. And she laid in bed, my dear friend, for 13 years, a total invalid with rheumatism and headaches. Her body was prolapsed. Everything was weak and tired. She was basically wore out from raising 10 children, now had to raise two more. And so that little girl who her mother died when she came out of the womb, 43 years later, became my mother. And that's quite a story because her mother died giving birth to her. Now she had to take care of me and my twin sister because the sister that brought her up became a mother to her, now needed her help. And ironically, she just got done nursing the only son she ever had, and she nursed me and my twin sister. And 13 years later, my fifth grade school teacher befriended my parents and came to my mother and said, I know a chiropractor in Grand Rapids, Michigan, I believe that can get you out of bed, get you on your feet, get you healthy again, because the doctor said my mother probably would live to be 52 or 3 and die because she was that miserable. And so my mother and father went to that chiropractor 3 times a week for 3 months. My mother got her total health back and almost lived to be 90 years of age. My father lived to be well in his 90s. And at 13 years of age, I made up my mind, hey, if they can do that for my mother, that's the kind of doctor I want to be. And I pursued in my mind and my dreams until I graduated from high school and went to college to become the greatest doctor in the world. And from that time on, my heart was helping people like my mother, like others, to be that kind of doctor. And so today I'm a coach, I'm a teacher, I'm an educator, I'm a researcher. I teach for colleges and universities. Even the University of California Medical School put me on a 4-year program that I actually tout for them as an invited professor in an alternative program. I'm the only chiropractor that's ever done that for a medical school. I've traveled all over the world. I've traveled to Africa at the invitation of the Surgeon General and worked in 8 different hospitals there. I've been in the Netherlands, worked with a medical profession there on MS patients. I worked with the University of Wisconsin on the football team research. I worked with the University of Miami on the poison orange from Vietnam War, where these people were poisoned by orange.
Yeah, Agent Orange.
And I worked with that, and I've worked with chiropractic colleges on research. I've spent my whole life doing this, and now I teach doctors crisis care, help them get people out of harm's way. And so I teach all over the world. Every week I travel all over the world to different countries and different states. I'm 76 years of age. I'm very healthy. I got a body of a 28-year-old. And I have a family of brothers, 4 brothers. One's 95, one's 91, one's 89, one's 83. They're all healthy. I help them stay healthy. They've outlived 2 or 3 wives because, you know, when you're healthy, you outlive people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I have a twin sister, very healthy. And so we have a family of longevity because of chiropractic. We found out that you can postpone the aging process by doing the things you talked about on the opening of this program. Your emotions above your eyes control the health of your body. Your mechanics of your body, you need a chiropractor to realign your body, to make sure you stay aligned all the time to protect your nervous system. And then you need clinical nutrition. This is food. All these organs live on special chemistry and food, and if you learn the foods that you need to stay healthy and alive, you postpone the aging process and you stay healthy. In today's world, we have the science. We have the nutrition. We have everything we need to outlive and live long. And Methuselah lived to be 969 years of age. Bible times people lived to be 200, 300, 400 years of age. I believe we have the resources, the smarts, and the science to do that today. So with great chiropractic care, great emotional care, and great nutrition, we're able to help many people live long and safe and have a good life. And that's my start today, okay?
I think that's amazing. And so many of the things you talked about are so uncommon in this society, I really find it kind of humorous that chiropractic, which deals with the natural ways of doing things, the God-given principles that have been passed down, is referred to as an alternative profession. And like somehow it's secondary, it's off to the side, it's something that's a little different, and it's all natural. It's the natural approach to health. In our profession, we have a saying, chiropractic first, drug second, surgery last, and the things you just talked about are the reasons why. How did you get involved in contact reflex analysis? How did you develop this? It's a profound technique, listeners.
Interesting. It all started with my mother's medical doctor. My mother had a great chiropractor, and she had a great MD. And this medical doctor was an educator, a teacher himself. He had many degrees. He was the head of the huge hospital here, psychiatric hospital in Grand Rapids, Michigan. He had a family practice. He had every degree as a surgeon, a psychiatrist, and a family physician. And this man was a pediatrician. He was everything. But he was my mother's doctor. And my mother asked me one day when I just barely was out of college and was in practice, just beginning to help and bless people, asked me if I would take her to her medical doctor for a visit, which I did. And I was in the waiting room, and the nurse called me in. And I thought they were going to discuss my mother. Well, when it came out, the nurse says, "Doctor wants to talk to you." He talked to me, and he says, "Sir, I understand you're good at what you're doing." I says, "Well, I just started. I'm working hard to bless people and help people like you do." And I says, "I'm a chiropractor." He says, "I understand that." He says, "I have a lot of respect for good chiropractors, but," he says, "I need you." I says, "You need me?" He says, "Yeah." He says, "I'm a very famous doctor. I make a great living. I've managed to be successful, but," he says, I haven't had success in my own health." He says, "I have pain in my left arm so bad, angina, that the best doctors and neurologists and hospitals and drugs and pills and science of today can't help me." And he says, "I need help or I'm going to have to quit working with my pain." And he says, "Would you help me?" So I proceeded to examine his spine and found out that his fourth cervical vertebra in his neck was badly misaligned. I adjusted it. 2 weeks later, he called me. And he says, "I need to see you." He says, "Anybody that can do that," he says, "they needs to have somebody out there to make the world familiar to what you can do." So I came in. He handed me an envelope. Inside that envelope was a title to a 1915 Model T Touring. The value at that time of that car was $15,000. Hmm. And I was paid $15,000 by just giving him that adjustment, give him total relief. And then he said to me, he says, "I want to help you become famous." He said, "I will personally finance a man that will actually open up an office, and we'll have this man who is a clinician in a hospital right now, takes all of our blood tests, our x-rays, our everything, and he says, we'll monitor all your patients medically, and you do it chiropractically, and we'll treat them through your office and my office, and then we'll get a group of doctors together, dentists and chiropractors and MDs and researchers, everybody from every field, from Michigan, Indiana, Ohio." And so we did that. And for 25 years, he spent his money, thousands and thousands of dollars he invested into this research, and we developed what we call contact reflex analysis, which we call it today. I was the youngest member of that team of doctors at the time, and I'm the only one that's living today yet of that team. And we developed contact reflex analysis, which is basically a method that analyzes every opening in one door of the body, what we call reflexes, to determine the potential level of health that a person has. And so over a period of 25 years, that research went through the University of Michigan and the University of Arizona. We had like 8,500 patients that we worked in those years that we did this. And our results was, very high, something like 87% results on these people. And he used his knowledge, and I used my knowledge and the skills of others, and we literally developed a system that's been around now for almost 50 years, and is taught by colleges and schools, and doctors get licensed to know it through it, and I teach all these different types of cures to doctors to make them astute and make them smart doctors. And so it kind of, goes back to the beginnings. Chiropractic was founded by a Dr. D.D. Palmer, who had studied for 20 years to be an M.D., mind you, studied 20 years to be an MD, and he found out after 20 years of practicing as a student of MD that there had to be something else. There had to be something else to fill in the space where they weren't helping people. And after 20 years, I believe God gave them the gift of chiropractic, where he found out that the spine itself, the nervous system, what we call functional neurology, helps every inch of the body maintain a frequency, what we call tone, a frequency that balances the body's health and allows people to live long and healthy. And so he found out with all the stuff he learned as a medical student and then became a student of chiropractic that all these together became a very complementary doctor and eventually became a holistic doctor taking care of the whole body. And that's what chiropractors are. They learn what MDs learn, and then they learn beyond that all the complementary stuff that complements the body beyond drugs and surgery, and use interesting techniques and technologies and nutrition to help the body move on and postpone the aging process. And that's how chiropractic really began. And so it's interesting. Here's an MD that found out that he needed chiropractic to help him live long, and we became very good friends, and he literally financed the future of what we're doing right now in teaching. It was amazing how people like that come in your life and move you on, see?
Yeah, that's quite a mentor there. And yeah. All based on his direct experience from something that you did with him.
Exactly.
And I think that's very interesting in our society today. There's this big emphasis all the time on marketing. And let me get you to buy this. Let me get you to buy that. And I know in my 30 years as a chiropractor, I've always come to the understanding that we're changing the world literally one patient at a time, because our marketing is based on direct experience that's given to the patients when they receive a chiropractic adjustment and their healing power is turned on, when they've spent thousands and thousands of dollars on tests and surgical procedures that don't work.
Yeah.
And every time you turn around, we have a patient right now that came in to see us, and she's had two horrible low back surgeries. They were failed back surgeries. She's in constant pain. She has numbness, or had numbness and tingling in her fingers and in her neck. And one neurologist looked at the MRI, briefly examined her, and said, "Well, there's no question. You need to have surgery in your neck. And you need to have it right away." And so she came to see us out of the last resort. And we checked her. We did our test. Found similar findings as the neurologist with our testing, and found completely different reasons for why they were there. And as we adjusted her subluxation, in one session, very similar to what you were explaining, in one session, she sent me an email the next day and said, "All my pain is gone. This is amazing. I'm in no pain." Now, with the failed back surgery that she has, that's some permanent damage that has been done from the surgical procedure. So she's going to have some continuing care. But we get patients like this all the time. And you talk to chiropractors and they go, "Yeah, let me tell you about mine." You talk to another chiropractor, and he says the same thing. It's unfortunate that while we say chiropractic first, drug second, surgery last, it's usually the other way around, and people come to us after they've been further damaged by the medical treatment. And this is nothing against the medical treatment. They're doing the best that they can. Unfortunately, I've come to realize there are medical patients and there are chiropractic patients. And no matter how many medical tests, no matter how much medical treatment you give to a chiropractic patient, he doesn't get any better. Have you found that to be in your experience too?
Well, that experience was my mother. My mother was taken to Mayo Brothers. She was taken to the finest doctors of the day. And the sad thing is that they said, "Don't ever go to a chiropractor because you might something." And everybody said, "How is that possible? Under medical care, she got worse and laid in bed for 13 years. What a horror story. If we took one of their patients and put that patient in bed for 13 years, they would slam us and dunk us." And
yeah.
So the bottom line is, yes, my mother's medical doctor was a great guy, and my mother's chiropractor was a great guy, and both of them together offered great care. And it's nice when you get two professions that can complement each other, work together, where MDs and chiropractors work together. I was fortunate in my professional life to have that. Even Dr. Oz, who has his own television program, here he is a surgeon himself, and he gets a chiropractor on his program a few months ago and says to the public, millions of people watching, that 80% of the time he would rather recommend a patient that has back trouble to a chiropractor first, because he said right on television that 50% of all these surgeries are failed surgeries. What a percentage.
Yeah.
I mean, if chiropractic was a 50% failed, we wouldn't be in business today. And so.
Okay. Yeah, you know, yeah,
Peter Drucker, who was a recipient of the Presidential Medical Freedom Award, mind you, this guy is a very famous researcher and educator. I mean, he just recently said, "What gets measured gets managed." That's what's beautiful about chiropractic. We are doctors that we measure the nervous system. We literally scan the nervous system. We manage the nervous system. And your body has 26,000 miles of nerves that innervate every organ, every bone, every part of your body. And when that gets interfered with, your body shuts down. And so it's very important that people keep these wires functional. We call that functional neurology, and that's what chiropractors are. We're functional neurologists, and we test and measure that function all the time so your body doesn't age. And so your body becomes ageless if you do that.
We're going to have to go to
work. Nerves happy and healthy with great nutrition.
We're going to have to go to a break right now.
Yes, we
are. And so we'll be back in just a minute. And right now you're with Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis and Dr. Dick Versendahl.
Look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas. Remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com.
It's no secret that teen girls and young women all across North America are struggling with diminished self-worth, depression, eating disorders, and self-harm. The good news? Tune in to The Mary Walden Show for a mental health boost. Raising and empowering young women, mind, body, and spirit. Join Mary and her guests, clinicians, artists, musicians, and researchers to get the knowledge and the know-how to build resilience in teen girls and young women today. The Mary Walden Show airs live Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlis@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Welcome back. We're with Dr. Dick Versendahl, master chiropractor, 50 years in practice, who has developed a wonderful healing technique with a group of other doctors that has been scientifically documented through years and years of research. Although I suppose now it might be said, since it's 50-year-old research, all that does is prove the truth to me, and then we've got 50 years of documentation of helping people. One of the things with health that is very confusing, I think, for people is when you talk to them about health, they start talking about treatment of illness, and they start talking about disease treatment. And they forget all about the other part of health, which is actually, even in a sick person is healthier than a dead person. And as long as they have some level of health, it makes sense to me to build on their health levels, not merely treat their disease. Can you address that from your perspective as a healer? Does it work the same way for you?
First of all, you know, we're spiritual beings living in a physical body. So I always tell people that you must consider your diet, your recreation, your exercise, and certainly your thoughts and your emotions and your spiritual activities. These are all part of remaining healthy or not healthy. And so the nervous system, 80% of your nervous system is above your eyes. 20% of it is below your eyes. And you know what? Most of your nervous system is in your stomach. And so what you eat goes in your stomach. What you breathe goes in your stomach. What you drink goes in your stomach. What you see with your eyes even goes to your stomach and hears with your ears. And so there are a lot of doctors and psychiatrists that believe that 80% of our health or non-health has to do with what we think and what we see. And so it's very important that you be very positive in life, that you are in the business of blessing and blessing other people and thinking health all the time. And so the great thing about medical doctors is they do a great job of managing sickness. They do a great job of managing disease. Chiropractors do a great job of managing health, In other words, help you emotionally and physically maintain an optimum state of health so that your body doesn't have to manage disease or sickness. And so if you allow your body to waste away to the point where it goes into decay, you need a dentist to remove your teeth and put steel teeth in your mouth or false teeth in your mouth. So they're in a great business also of helping a body upright itself somehow. And so we call them operation doctors, mechanical doctors that have to help people that have allowed their body go too far. A chiropractor is a doctor who complements your body. He complements you by helping your body stay healthy, stay young, and help you live long. And so we believe that by great exercise of mental thoughts and spiritual thoughts and taking care of your mechanical body, that by the time you're 70, 80, 90 years of age, you still are young. Like my brothers that are 95, 91, 89, and 83, still working every day, still being busy, traveling the world, having great thoughts, not taking all kinds of drugs or pills or potions, living on great nutrition. They're a great example of what it takes to live long and be healthy. And that's what chiropractors do. We are actually coaches of longevity. We're coaches of postponing the aging process. We help people prevent decay. We help people keep the bodies that they have without having to just hang in there like most people do and eventually go into assisted living. I actually work in old people's homes and places where people are assisted. Young people are there, middle-aged people there, old people there, and they go there and they come out on a gurney. Very few of them ever come out. They stay there to die. It's so sad. We're in the business as chiropractors to get them out of there, get them back in their lifestyle that they're supposed to be, that God intended us. And we should stay healthy until God pulls the string. That's what we should do, and that's what chiropractors do. We're in the business of maintaining an ageless body, a body that walks and talks with the secrets that great doctors do to complement great health. That's my opinion of what we should do for people.
As we come in with the tools, the healing power, the healing energy, the innate intelligence from universal intelligence that allows us to be a self-healing organism. All we have to do is do our part to take care of it, rest, exercise, good nutrition, positive mental attitude, spinal integrity, and then find somebody, a chiropractor, who has those same like-minded thoughts. That's essentially about what you're saying, correct?
Oh, that's it. You know, we have rules in our work, rules of what we call attraction, and that is rethink. Rethink of how you complete your body. And then reinvent your body. How do you reinvent your body? And then rewire your body. As a chiropractor, we assess the spine, the nervous system, that's many, many miles long. And we assess that. We're in the business of assessing. And then, you know, all doctors are alternative. That means that when they graduate from college as an MD or a chiropractor or whatever, they have an alternative that they learn in college. And after you get great mentors and teachers, and that's my job to teach doctors beyond the alternative. What can you complement that patient with that's new science, new thinking? How can you reinvent that body, keep that person young? And that's what we call complementary chiropractic or medicine, that you use the natural stuff that God gave us to complement that body to live long. And then eventually, if you become a very smart doctor and you study under great teachers and coaches like I did, you become holistic. That means that you can take care of eyes and ears and taste and smell. You can take care of all the five systems in the body. You know, acupuncture believes in the number five. Acupuncture believes in five things to address the body, and they feel if all five of these things are congruent, the person lives long and is healthy. Well, in chiropractic, we know that you have five fingers, that you have five toes, that you have five systems, that you have five sets of teeth, that you have five senses. I can go on. The body is full of the number five, and if all the five things in your body are equal, you live forever, and you stay a kid, you stay young. And life on earth is wonderful and pleasant and easy and risk-free when you do that. And that's our job as chiropractors, and that's what I teach and coach doctors to do. to do something that God intended way back thousands of years ago, taught the acupuncturists that the body is about the five. And my job, I teach doctors this simple sense of the five systems in the body, and if they're all equal, you don't disappear, and it's very easy to maintain.
Homeostasis, staying in balance. Now, the interesting thing here, too, in terms of what you've said, and you talk about good food, good nutrition, that's so hard in our society today. If people are living on fast food, or if they don't have enough money to buy quality food, they end up with food-like substances. Even on the label, it'll say a food product. That's always scary to me. Now, you've developed some supplementation, some essential oils. And how did that come about? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I've taught nutrition for over 50 years, and I taught for a lot of great nutritional companies that make great nutrition. And what I found out after 50 years that companies and grocery stores and drug stores are making more and more products of nutrition, and it's getting confusing because when you go into a health food store, you got shelves full of products. Where do you start? Where do you go? I used to teach in my seminars for a company that had 200 and some different type of oils, mind you, wonderful oils. And which one do you start with?
Mm-hmm.
Simply, I got together with a scientist. This guy is a genius in nutrition, so am I. And we decided to make a product line called Vervita, meaning live forever. And as a result, we designed 10 supplements that literally are what we call complex products, that they have a complex of nutrition that literally manages and treats the organ or the system as a whole. So we manage systems in the body. Now, the human body has five systems, a circulatory system, an immune system, an endocrine system, a waste management system, and a nervous system. And what we did is develop 10 products that can literally realign these five systems and get these systems to lock in to be healthy and maintain optimal health. We developed five different oils that complement the five different frequencies of the body. And the sixth one, when people have multiple problems, where their body has two or three different problems, then we developed a sixth one that has the equal of each one of those five oils in one product. And so whenever a patient comes now, we don't have to deal with a shelf full of products. We can literally take a few bottles, few potions, few oils, and the average patient only needs three or four or five pills a day, nutritional supplements a day, or a drop or two of these oils a day to maintain their health, and it becomes very cost-effective and very reasonable to stay healthy. Now, the reason why we developed this company is because all these other companies have developed 200, 300, 400 different products, and they have a list, and it's too expensive. This is food. Once you put it on the shelf life is several months or a year or so. Anything after that, it loses its potency. And so for doctors that help enhance people's health, it's easier for them to study 15 different products than 250 products. I've talked
Absolutely.
To doctors for 50 years, and we found that it was a must. This generation of doctors need a simple, cost-effective approach that works every day, all the time, and is safe and effective and risk-free, and that's what we did, and people love it.
How did you come up with the idea to use essential oils?
Well, that idea is simple. My father had a shoe store, and my father had a medical doctor who was an Indian medical doctor, who was his personal friend. And this Indian medical doctor gave my father all of his books. And my father's hobby was studying herbals and oils. And as a little kid at 4 years of age, I was already watching my father, literally as a hobby, help people, would come in his shoe store, and he was very successful as a shoe man. And people would come in and complain to him how they were feeling, how they were sick. And so my father would say, here, it's my hobby, I'm going to help you. You take off the shelf herbals and oils and give to people. Never charge them because you made his money off his shoe store. In all those years, my father, as his hobby, for 50 years he was in that business, help people. As I went to college, he taught me all this stuff. Taught me when I graduated from college, he says, look, start with the herbal, start with the oil. My first day as a chiropractor, that's the first thing I did is help people, complement their health, and I became skilled and a specialist in something that most colleges don't even know. And so
yeah,
I became an expert on herbals and oils. And from that experience, I was able to develop these products that help win back people's health, because the original tools that people used hundreds of years ago was oils and herbals. The first doctors, the first missionaries, the first people that ever used oils and herbs were not doctors. They were missionaries. They were people that were preachers and clergy. They were the first people that were the first healers. And eventually doctors came around and learned it. And so in Asian countries like Taiwan and China and Japan and all these other countries, that's what you see them use today yet as their famous products to help people get well. And now you see where East meets West, and they're using them to become more familiar. And so I've taught my doctors that this is the very way to go. It's wonderful. It's cost-effective. It's risk-free. And it's been researched and challenged and proven for thousands of years. It's the first thing God ever gave us was this. Even in the Bible, there's 85 different places in the Bible. It talks about 1,000 different places how God introduced herbs and oils and things like that to help people get well. So it's even documented in the Bible.
Yeah, yeah. I know I have my hobby was essential oils, which is why I asked that question. I never could understand going out on a golf course. I'm not much of a golfer, but I certainly enjoyed working with essential oils. The vibratory frequencies of those are so conducive to aligning with the patient, our frequency. And so depending on the frequency of the oils, we find the frequency that matches the patients. And they're truly amazing in terms of how they work. And with no side effects. There's nothing to worry about with that.
And what's amazing, every disease has a frequency. And all health has a frequency. And so in our work, we literally monitor and we measure people's frequency. And it becomes very easy to find out which oil, which nutrition, which supplement they need to get them out of the frequency that they're in, to get them into a healthy frequency. And not only for people, for cats and dogs and horses. I work with vets. I work with people that own as many as 60 horses. These are people put on rodeos. And they just put a drop of these oils on the horse's tail or dog or cat, and within hours, minutes, they start to feel better. That's how fast they work. It's just amazing.
It's very fun to see, because in all of my 30 years, what I've seen happen is the natural way is the best way.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas. Remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Leadership is a destination.
But how do you get there?
More importantly, how do you maximize your power and influence and develop more leaders in your organization? Learn from proven leaders and proven practices. Join Drs. Kathy Greenberg and Relly Nadler for Leadership Development News. This program will help you develop the next leaders in your organization, balance your work life, manage your boss, and
manage yourself.
We'll feature cutting-edge interviews with industry experts and authors. Leadership Development News, every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the Voice America Business Channel.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlisspeakingofhealth@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Well, here we are back again. And I've got an email here from Bob S. in, where is it, Grosse Pointe. Looks like Michigan, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
He says, Like what I'm hearing, how would I find a doctor near me?
All right. In Grosse Pointe, Michigan, this doctor can call my secretary, and she could line up a doctor in that area. We have doctors in that area that do this work. So her phone number is 616-669-5534. That would probably be the first place you want to start getting the connection, and she could advise you. We have representatives in Michigan that she can give you their phone number, and they would line you up with these good doctors, okay?
Now, do you have representatives around the country that, and by calling her, we would get that same information?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Is there a website people can visit so that they can come become more familiar at their leisure with contact reflex analysis and
All they'd have to do is go to crawellness.com.
CRAwellness.com.
Yeah.
And all that information then would
it's
be
all
there.
On there. Yes.
Okay, that's perfect. Now, we've got another one coming in. I have heart disease. Is there anything that you would recommend for me?
Well, like I mentioned on the previous time we were on this program, that I have four brothers that have great longevity, great hearts. The finest product that I have that I recommend is called Regenozyme Heart. The average person above 40 years of age, I tell them to take 5 every night with their meal at dinner time. Regenozyme Heart is such a wonderful product because it helps the heart stay happy. And at the same time, it helps the backups to the heart, which is the brain, the thyroid, the adrenal glands, the pancreas, and prostate and uterus stay healthy. With all these great nutritions in that particular product, people's hearts get stronger and healthier. And certainly they should be under medical attention if they have heart trouble to monitor their hearts.
Okay.
And so we find it's the most wonderful product to help the heart stay healthy and stay in a healthy frequency because the human heart beats 100,000 times every 24 hours when it's healthy. But as people get older, it beats less. And when it gets down to 60, 70,000 times, the heart works too hard. And that's when medical doctors intervene with blood thinners and pills and potions, and they put pacemakers in the chest to try to make that heart live longer. And so we like to believe that nutrition can expand the heart's ability to live longer and be risk of heart attacks and strokes and things that happen in people who allow their heart to get too weak. So that, that to me, is one of the best products that I can even recommend, called Regenozyme Heart, made by Vervita Products.
Okay, and they would get that information. That was from Jacob in Arizona, by the way, and he didn't give us any other information. But that would be accessible on the website, so that's good. Now, what would be one of the things that you would tell people every day to help them maintain a positive mental attitude? When we look at the world right now, it seems like there's nothing but a lot of negativity. If we listen to the news, read the newspapers, or whatever, what would you recommend for them to stay with a positive mental attitude? How do you do
all
that?
Right. Now, I teach my doctors an 8-hour seminar every day to my doctors. I spend an entire hour talking about that. The only organ in your body that makes you positive, that makes you happy, that makes you a genius, that makes you smart, that puts you on the honor roll as a student, is your thyroid gland. I don't think there's any part of the body that I focus more on than the thyroid, because when people are depressed, they're crabby, they absolutely have low self-esteem. That's because their thyroid is not locked in. Now, Vervita produces a product called Regenozyme Thyroid. It's a nutritional product that puts the thyroid gland in perfect balance. When the thyroid is happy, the heart is happy. The brain is happy. Because the job of the thyroid is to direct your postural balance, your boldness. The job of the thyroid is to protect your genius, your smarts, to make you absolutely trust the future and trust God every day that life is good and life is worth living and that we have an assignment to do, and it's a happy assignment. So the job of the thyroid is to motivate happiness, posture, boldness, genius, smart. And when the thyroid is tired, it eats up on the brain. It eats up on the teeth. A lot of people have tooth decay because when you have a tired thyroid and you don't nutritionally balance it, it will eat up your bones, it will eat up your teeth, and it will eat up your brainstem. And that's why people get tired and crabby and don't feel good. So to me, the average person needs 3 thyroid nutritional supplements made by Revita every morning at breakfast to lock in their happiness. And whenever a patient came to me, the first question I always ask them, what can I do to make you happy? And if they're not happy, that's the first part of their body that I check is their thyroid and lock that in. It's totally amazing the change, the transformation they go through. Children do better in school. They're more compliant. Older people, it protects their heart and their brain and their memory. And so to me, it's just a wonderful product. In the world we're living in today, people need a lot of help there to stay in there and lock into happiness. And that's what I focus on.
Does it seem to you that the people today are sicker than the people were when you first started 40, 50 years ago?
Well, the reason for that is that everybody has a computer today. Everybody has widescreen television today. Everybody has cell phones today. The number one cause of diseases today is radiation, is electricity. You have a refrigerator in your house that pulls electricity through your walls in the refrigerator. Our homes are full of electricity. You sleep next to the electricity. You have clocks and you have TVs and you have things next to your bed. I'm finding that people are getting diseases and leukemias and cancers. They're getting cysts and they're getting tumors and they're getting melanomas because of radiation. To me, radiation is the number one toxin and poison that kills people today. And so
the electromagnetic
product called
Inspiracell.
It's a totally wonderful product full of neurotransmitters that rewires the nerves in your body that are being poisoned by all the sick electricity.
What's
the only pill
again?
I take every day to keep my brain healthy, my heart healthy, my nervous system healthy. And the average person that's an adult needs 5 a day at dinner time. The average youngster needs 1 to 3 a day. And it's the most wonderful product in today's world to alter. And literally, we call that defuse and render harmless the excess radiation that people are getting sitting in front of their TVs and their computers and talking on their cell phones. So
and that product was called what again?
Very alert to help people stop the excess of radiation that attacks their body. We didn't have, when I was a younger doctor, we didn't have television sets. We didn't have computers. We didn't have earphones that you put next to your phone. And so we didn't have the problem with radiation. And since radiation is in our world today, it's a scary thing because it poisons your nervous system, poisons your blood, and people are dying faster than ever before because of this. Today's doctors have to be very alert to protect people from radiation, and that's what I teach my doctors to do.
That's fascinating and seems so true, so true. The research that we've seen on cell phones is phenomenal. The amount of radiation that penetrates into the brain. In fact, there was research that was just done here in Kalamazoo a couple years ago that documented the cell phone usage and the damaging effects on the brain. And 5-year-olds and 10-year-olds were studied in this with PET scans. And it was shown very clearly the younger you are, the more susceptible you are to the radiation.
And widescreen television not only gives off radiation, but gives off gases. And the gases that live in your house today from television sets being on too long feed bacteria, feed spiders, and feed ants, and feeds molds. Most people have mold in their home today just because of sick electricity and gases. And so people are getting diseases of their blood today. And so Revita has developed a product called Immune Armor, which literally armors your bloodstream against all the excesses of gases and radiation, and it protects the blood, it protects the bones. In today's world, most women are highly anemic, and most children are highly anemic, and you have to protect that blood. 80% of your body is blood, and if you don't protect your blood, your body becomes a water body, and then you become a diabetic. And so we have 1 out of every 3 people today gets diabetes before they die. That's a horror story. There's no disease that's greater than diabetes. And the number one cause of that is radiation and gases that literally overwhelms the pancreas. The pancreas produces a hormone called insulin. It insulates your nerves. And when the pancreas is destroyed by radiation and gases, well, then we become a person that has open sores. We have neuropathy. Our retinas go bad. We literally are a different person. We're sick and we crave sugar. It's a horrible thing to have. So today's world, we're inundated by the excess of radiation. I teach my doctors how to make sure people are protected from that, because you're not going to get them away from all this science. It's getting worse. We're having more technology in our homes than ever before. So today's world, doctors have to protect people from that.
Yeah, boy, those are some true words. Well spoken, well said. Now, are there any other products here, the Vervita, that helps us in a way that would be sort of a natural health approach to maintain our present level of homeostasis?
Yeah, Vervita has produced a product called Circatonic. It's a one-a-day vegetarian product that's wonderful for babies, for children, for pregnant ladies. There's absolutely no grains or wheat or anything in it. It's totally vegetarian. And it protects the bladder first, the kidneys second, and then all your senses, your seeing, your hearing, your taste, your smell, your touch, your entire nervous system. It blesses your liver. It blesses your spleen. So all in all, it's a one a day that you need as an adult, three a day, as a youngster, one a day. Only again, because radiation attacks the bladder, then the kidneys, then the spleen and the liver, then your eyes and your retina. And so I believe in today's world, everybody needs three Circutonic a day to make sure that their urinary tract and their kidneys stay well. And the reason for that is Dr. Oz says that one out of every four Americans today has kidney disease, has bladder disease. This product is made to protect you from going into dialysis and having kidney disease and kidney failure and bladder failure. It's the most wonderful product. It's kind of like in a radiator in a car, you put antifreeze. This product antifreezes your kidneys and your bladder, protects it from all the heat and the poisons and the toxins that go through your body and the emotions. So that, again, is another new invention that we have a tool to help people in today's world that is full of all kinds of toxins and chemicals and poisons that overwhelm the bladder. When people get older, they use the word incontinent bladder. When people have incontinency, it's because they're tired. Their body is burned up. It's against all the stuff that people are doing today.
Okay.
So it's another beautiful product. We have another product called Matrix Synergy.
We're coming to the end of our hour, and I want to say I wish I had another hour to go on here.
Your nerves, your tissues, you need that product to prevent osteoporosis and deterioration of your nerves and neuropathy.
I want to thank you so much for the effort you've put forward here to come visit us today. And thank you again. The next 50 years, I hope, are going to be as prosperous and wonderful for us as you continue to grow and develop. Thank you so much, Doc.
Thank you. It was great, and have a wonderful day.
You take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's edition of Speaking of Health. Please join Dr. Michael Cudlis again next Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a heartfelt and healthy week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.